Well, Brian, you got to be pretty excited about the accomplishments of your brother, Marcus. He's been playing tremendously well, not only with the bat, but outstanding in the field. We see a lot of highlights on ESPN, don't we?
Yeah, he's a good player, and he's just a young guy that's getting an opportunity to play every day and playing a team that's had a lot of success, so it's fun to watch him.
Well, you have quite a bit of years between you, so you probably watched him as a toddler, as a little kid, maybe tagging along. Is it amazing to see him grow up and become quite the player he is as a man?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we had some time in between us, so I didn't get to see him much growing up because, you know, I was off in the minor leagues. But, everybody you talk to, it's, you know, played against him or saw him play, said he's going to be a pretty good player. And, it's turning out to be that way.
Well, he's a pretty tough player as well. Was he always like that as a kid when you were able to see him?
Yeah, he's always a guy that goes out and plays hard. And, learn how to play the game the right way. And that's how he's always handled things.
You've had the benefit the last few years to come back and play in your hometown. You were a high school star at Granite Hills, and then here you are playing for the Padres. What's that like?
Oh, it's been fun. I mean, it's kind of a fresh breath of air coming over from Pittsburgh here to, you know, be on a team that, has been in contention the last 2 years. And it's been a lot of fun to come over here and help, part of the success here.
For many years, you averaged over 30 home runs a year. This year and last couple of years, your home run productivity is down just a bit, but you have maintained your run productivity, and of course, the extra base hit still hitting the doubles. Is there anything that's affected that, where you're batting, who you're batting behind, or maybe just other factors?
Petco Park.
There we go. So it's nice to have a home run friendly ballpark.
Yeah, we just play in a pitcher-friendly park, and it takes away from the long balls, but you still can be productive in all other areas that you've been productive. And I felt that I've done that the last couple years here, and it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Baseball has given you some pretty special opportunities. One of those to go to the World Series with the Cleveland Indians in 1997. You look at the lineup on that team, and it looks almost like an all-star team.
Yeah, it was, the time I was with Cleveland, it was tough to get playing time just because not only did they have good players at every position, they had either great players or all-star type players. And, it's hard to find those kind of lineups. And, you look back in the mid-90s, late 90s, and those Cleveland teams always had an all-star lineup.
And you had a lot of talented young players coming up through the system. You played with a lot of them at Buffalo and some of the other levels for the Indians. When you look and you see a Sean Casey, a Richie Sexton, and yourself, it's amazing that you guys had to go to other teams to get the opportunity to show what you could do.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a credit to Cleveland's scouting system. For them to have that much talent at the big league level and then be able to trade some of their prospects that end up turning into pretty good players at the big league level. That's just a tribute to that organization and their scouting department.
Having been with a World Series caliber team, a team that you probably thought would win the World Series, what about this Padres team in a division where playing close to 500, they're at the top of the pack, have a chance to go into postseason, but you look down the roster, there are some pretty good players on this team.
Yeah, there are. I think, we've got a good core to build around, and with some older players, with some young, talented players coming up, and sometimes that's a good mix. And it's a team that we haven't probably played up to our capabilities, but we're hoping to peak at the right time, and that's in October.
You have one of the best young pitchers in the game, Jake Peavy, and also one of the best closers, who's closing in actually on the all-time saves mark, Trevor Hoffman. Have you been impressed with these two at each end of the age spectrum?
Well, I mean, obviously, Jake's a talented young guy, and he's had some injuries this year, and he's gonna learn how to get better and fight through those injuries. Trevor Hoffman's a guy that's established, what he can do year in and year out, and the way he approaches his job and approaches his the game and the work ethic he has, you can see why he's had so much success.
You were in the same backfield as touchdown Tommy Vardell in high school. Have you been able to keep contact through the years?
We speak, occasionally, but it's tough. He's still up in the Bay Area, and I'm down in San Diego. So, still keeping contact, but not as frequent.
And no high school reunions together?
Yeah, I don't get invited back to their reunion.